On Monday, I did a podcast in which I talked about the webinar that we did with RBA Governor Philip Lowe last Thursday. And in that, I outlined what the RBA thinks of inflation. And it's very similar to what the Fed thinks of inflation. And what the Fed and the RBA think of inflation is that it's really hard to get inflation up to their inflation target, which in Australia is a CPI between 2 and 3%, and in the US is a core PCE deflator of 2%. Matter of fact, it's so hard that they are, in both cases, going to keep stimulus wide open in terms of buying bonds, both in Australia and the US, and keeping the short rate at the floor. In both cases, they say that's going to be the case at least until 2024. And the basic reason, they say, is because unless you get unemployment much, much lower, in Australia 4% or lower, or in the US down at 3.5%, you're just not going to generate enough inflation to be able to hit that target. And the way you generate inflation in both of those economies, because both of those economies are overwhelmingly service economies, is by driving up job, the demand for workers, and driving down unemployment, and you drive up wages, and then that increase in wages drives inflation. So here we have the two central banks that are the most important to us tell us it's impossible to generate target levels of inflation, and I'll attempt to show in this little talk as to why they think that. But at the same time, we have the media shouting at us that we have runaway inflation in the US and that we're on the border of hyperinflation, then we're going to go back from that hyperinflation to stagflation like we had in the 70s. So the question I'm attempting to resolve with great difficulty is, how do these completely different views of inflation exist in the same universe? How come these really smart people in central banks just don't believe what they're reading in the newspapers or watching on television? Part of the answer might be by looking at, firstly, I'll talk about the two different ways in which central bankers look at inflation and the media looks at inflation. But I'll look at the very strong or the headline level of inflation that we see in the most recent US CPI. And what we saw is that year-on-year inflation in all items in the US CPI for the year to June rose by 5.4%, and that's the fastest rate of growth of US inflation on a headline basis since last decade. And where is that inflation coming from? I've said before that part of the issues about this inflation is that a year ago, the US economy stopped. It just didn't stop in terms of economic output. It physically stopped. Everything was shut down. People stopped driving their cars. People stopped using gasoline. People stopped hiring cars. People stopped buying used cars. And as a result of that, you had a slump in the price of all those items. And as we recall, the price of oil went, at least for a couple of days, to a negative price. And it's very difficult to get lower than that. So if you're a year later and the economy, the US economy, has physically started to move again, you get a much higher demand for fuel. You get a much higher demand for used cars. You get a much higher demand for rental cars. And that's really what's happening when I look at these numbers. If you look at the strongest sections of inflation, of headline inflation that drove this very high number of 5.4%, I said the energy sector generally had an increase of 24.5%. I see that energy commodities had an increase for the year of 44.2%. I can see that gasoline in the US rose over the last year by 45.1%. And I can see that fuel oil rose over the last year by 44.5%, and that even gas, utility gas for home heating and home energy rose by 15.6%. But in addition to that, those things that weren't being used a year ago but drive around and use those commodities, those energy commodities, they also increased in price. Used cars and trucks increased by 45.2%. And transportation services generally, which means airlines, air tickets, that kind of thing, rose by 10.4%. So what we see is a dramatic acceleration of the prices of getting the US economy physically moving again from a situation where it had stopped at dead flat. Now, is that sustainable? Well, in a year's time, we're going to be, the US economy will be pricing things relative to now, and the level of inflation might fall towards something like where the Fed sees it. What is the Fed, where does the Fed think of inflation is? The broad measure, when I talked to central bankers, that they looked at is the trimmed mean. The most recent trimmed mean is for the previous month, but it'll be out the next few days for this month. And the level of the trimmed mean, it's not 5.4%, it's 1.9%, which is just below where the Fed's inflation target is. The Cleveland Fed has started to publish a median, 50% above, 50% below, and they say inflation is 2.2%. So the reality of that is that the Fed is looking at an entirely different measure of inflation than the media is. It's looking at a level in which inflation is actually driven by wages, and we need to get a lot more people back to work, both in the US and in Australia, before we can generate higher wages growth, and which in turn generate higher inflation so they can hit their targets. And as a result of that, because the media and the Fed and the RBA are looking at entirely different measures on inflation, and I think that the RBA and the Fed are looking at the right ones, I think that what we'll see is the RBA will entirely ignore what they read in the newspapers and continue to press on, and as will the Fed, to continue to provide stimulus to the economy over the next couple of years, which will drive down unemployment to equal to the lowest levels we've seen in recent periods, and I think in Australia below anything we've seen previously in this century in terms of where the RBA is going to send unemployment to in Australia. I think that they'll send unemployment down to levels we haven't seen since the 1960s. And I think the result of that will be to generate consistently high wages growth and increase in real wages, and that will allow the RBA to hit its inflation target. And in the US, following the same recipe, the Fed will hit its inflation target as well.